From the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Good morning, everyone. It's a sad day here in our city. The funeral will start shortly for Stephen Pollard. He was the FDNY. He was coming to the scene of a car accident Sunday night in Brooklyn on the Bell Parkway on the Mill Basin Bridge. And he tried to go from the eastbound lanes to the westbound lanes, and he didn't realize there was a gap between the two sides, a small gap of a couple of feet. He fell to his death 50 feet. His brother was a firefighter, his dad. These firefighter funerals are just a sight to behold. And we have Alice Stockton Rosini standing by at the Good Shepherd Church. This is in Marine Park, section of Brooklyn. And Alice, are they all already starting to get into formation?
They are not getting into formation yet. They're going to do that in about, I would say, a half an hour. They'll start, the cops will start lining up. The FDNY has been out here outside the Good Shepherd Church for hours. It is bitter cold. The wind is blowing. They've been setting up, closing streets, dozens of streets blocked off. And the fire truck that will carry Pollard's casket has been sitting outside. It's covered in black and purple bunting. His name emblazoned on the side. Just a little while ago, the firefighters who will carry Pollard's casket rehearsed with this long wooden plank. They lowered it from the fire truck and slowly walked it into the church where some friends and family are already seated for the service that begins at 11:30. Firefighter Scott Ackerman remembers his friend, Stephen Pollard.
He actually rescued me from the Kings Plaza 7 alarm fire because I ran out of air in my air pack and I got overcome by smoke and passed out. He got me out. I was one of the 23 men hurt, and if it wasn't for Steve, I'd probably be a fatality. This is a very tragic event.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. He was a good kid. He was an anchor in his ladder company. He actually subbed at my ladder company once on the day of my wedding and actually came to my wedding. He literally just finished his probationary period. And on the job a year and a half, he was going to be tenured, which basically means he's no longer a rookie firefighter. He's now a firefighter. He's a senior guy. He was a real leader in his company, and it's no surprise considering his dad.
And just 30 years old. What a tragedy.
Terrible.
Yeah, I asked how his family's holding up.
His dad's heartbroken. I know the dad, my whole family knows his family, because my dad's also a retired firefighter. They work together. His brother is inconsolable. His girlfriend, Brianna, is even worse. She's the worst out of them all. She could barely even stand up straight at times. Yesterday night, she was actually being held up by two other firefighters. She's heartbroken.
Hey, Alice, do we know if the people that he tried to save will be attending the funeral today?
I believe one of the men that he tried to save, who walked away from this car crash with a couple of stitches in his finger, was at the wake yesterday. I have not read or heard or seen if he will be at the funeral today. But his family is going to need family, friends, and those that were with him. When he died, they're going to need a lot of support.
It's hard. A lot of counseling, a lot of grief counseling, especially for the family and the firefighters that knew him. And if you saw, and as a for the firefighters that saw what happened to him, definitely a lot of grief counseling and possibly even early retirement, because something like this will traumatize somebody.
The procession is beginning at the Marine Park Funeral Home. And they will travel past Pollard's home, which is not far from where I am now. And then they will go on to the church. The cops from all over the country are being brought in by busloads. They can't park the buses anywhere, so they're just dropping them off. They're going to line up, have a moment of silence. There's going to be a flyover. Their taps will play. It's going to be a very emotional time here this morning. It's just a grim reminder of, how one moment in time can change your life.
It can. Thank you, Alice. Appreciate it.
Sad day. Right.
Really is.
He was only on the job for a year, right?
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
He was on probation, but he was coming off probation.
Right.
He's now going to be a regular,
good-looking guy.
Standing and...